AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama predicts a dire outlook for the world if dramatic steps aren't taken soon to deal with climate change. He tells a conference in Anchorage that it could mean submerged continents, abandoned cities, and floods of refugees.
Any leader willing to take a gamble on a future like that, any so-called leader who does not take this issue seriously or treats it like a joke, is not fit to lead.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the president is getting an up-close look today at how global warming is making glaciers disappear.
The president's hiking along Exit Glacier on the Kenai Peninsula, where last year scientists measured a retreat of 187 feet, the biggest since records began in 2005. He'll also board a Coast Guard cutter to tour the Kenai Fjords and see how warming waters and rising seas are affecting coastal villages and sea life.
Monsoon storms hit the Phoenix area last night, knocking out power to thousands, slowing air travel, causing flash flooding that stranded motorists. More than 7,000 pages of Hillary Clinton's emails while Secretary of State have been released by the State Department. The AP's Lisa Lehrer reports there are no startling revelations, but that won't make the story fade from the headlines.
This isn't a story that's going away. There's release after release. We know based on a court order there's going to be monthly releases of these emails. And then there's other things that come out in between. The last email release is scheduled for the end of January, 3 days before the Iowa caucuses. So this isn't a story that's going away. And for the Clinton campaign, it's more of a question of how they manage it.
Outside the main rail terminal in Budapest, Hungary, migrants chanting freedom after being pushed out from the station. Hungary shut down rail traffic to prevent westbound migrants from boarding. This is AP Radio News. Authorities say a deputy fearing for his life shot a man who authorities say had been stalking a female wrestler, wounding him outside a World Wrestling Entertainment training facility in Orlando, Florida. One more reason to watch the waistline. New research says people's weight in middle age may influence not just whether they go on to develop Alzheimer's disease, but when. Among those who eventually got sick, more midlife pounds meant an earlier onset. Another study finds more U.S. college students are making a habit of using marijuana. Correspondent Martin DeCaro reports 6% of the students surveyed say they smoke pot either every day or at least 20 times in the previous 30 days.
The percentage of daily and near-daily pot users from the 2014 survey was the highest ever recorded and marked the first time that regular weed consumption outpaced habitual cigarette use, according to researchers. The
survey also showed fewer students are abusing alcohol. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.